At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Gene Fay. Gene, back during the city school election, won the at-large seat that was occupied by Pat Palmer. He chose to not seek re-election for that seat, and Gene won that seat with 234 votes. There was a write-in campaign alongside that, but Gene will be taking over that seat at the start of the year. Gene, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Gene, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Cedar Rapids. Moved out to Colorado after high school and, well, after college, and lived there for almost 40 years. And it just got a little crowded, expensive, and I missed Iowa Nice. I didn't really know my neighbors out there at all. So I was looking forward to getting back to that small town feel. Obviously, Cedar Rapids has gotten to be much bigger than a small town at this point. So it didn't fit the bill for a small town for me anymore, so I ended up in Hampton.
Probably a culture shock going from Iowa to Colorado, too, to live especially.
It was.
And then what ultimately led you to Hampton, though, from Colorado? Because your family is in Cedar Rapids still? Or?
I still have some family in the Cedar Rapids area. I love the rivers. I grew up on the Cedar River, Okay. And that was kind of my playground. And so when I started looking for places to live, ultimately I wanted to move to some place I could afford to buy a house by myself because I'm a single woman. And so I started looking for that initially, narrowed it down. Turned out Iowa was still the most affordable place to buy a house in the country. And that wasn't in the Deep South anyways. So I started narrowing it down by where there were rivers, was going to look at some houses in Mason City, planned a trip to come out. There was one house in Hampton that I found online and thought, well, I'll look at that too. It's not that far. And by the time I got out here to look at houses, all the houses in Mason City had been rented and the only one left was the one in Hampton.
And you work here in town at FGH?
I do, yes.
Again, we're joined by Gene Fay. She'll be the newest member of the Hampton City Council, effective at the beginning of the year. She won the at-large seat that's currently occupied by Pat Palmer, as he did not seek re-election during the city school election. So I guess on that, why did you decide to run for this at-large seat, Gene?
Well, I love Hampton. I think I started going to the city council meetings back in February and got interested in learning more about the town that way, and then learning more about the city council process, which I'd not ever really been involved in at that level before. And then, you know, just loved seeing the things that the council was doing, the progress they've made on the nuisance properties and things like that. And just thought, you know, I think this is something that I could help with.
Anything that you see on recent council agendas, because yeah, I have seen you there too here in the last several months, anything that kind of sticks out right now? There's a few things that's going on, whether it's parking zones or chicken poultry requests.
Chickens.
Anything else that's kind of sticking out that you want to keep advancing on? Maybe it's those properties that you mentioned?
Yeah, the properties, I think we are getting some good momentum on those and keeping on, you know, on course with that. The urban chickens is going to come up again. The mayor has committed to looking at that in more depth and investigating whether we should amend the ordinance that currently stands. I come from an area where they did allow urban chickens, but with a lot of restrictions. So that really kept the number of people that had the chickens down to a minimum. So I've seen it both sides. Not sure where I stand exactly. I guess it would depend on how things turn out with whether they amend the ordinance or not.
Yeah, they're going to be looking at that as case-by-case basis, too, with each request. Again, we're joined by Jean Fay. She's the newest member of the Hampton City Council, effective at the new year. She won the at-large seat with 234 votes during the city school election here a couple of weeks ago. And Jean, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add, as it's just a couple months away that you'll be the newest face on the council, I guess?
Yeah, I would just really love to hear from people in the city. You know, message me through my Facebook page and let me know what you think is important for Hampton. What is most important to you moving forward? I definitely want to hear from people if they've got concerns, or tell us something good too. You know, tell us what you think we're doing right. So
don't just tell them when you're wrong. Tell us when you're right too.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Well, Jean, thanks a lot for joining us. Hopefully we can talk down the road, and congratulations on the win as well.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Jean Fay here on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.